Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful and beautiful weekend. But once again, I can tell you who most certainly is not, and that would be the borderline illiterate and politics' most spectacular buffoon, Tim Walz. Now, Tim Walz is governor and former vice presidential candidate that literally no one took seriously. He just committed political suicide on live television, and the shockwaves are literally already tearing through Washington, D.C., basically saying his career is over. And in many respects, I think it's going to be studied for years from now as a textbook case of complete self-destruction. All right, so picture this. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, right? Fresh off his crushing defeat as Kamala Harris's running mate. He's standing before a crowd of cheering Democrats in Duluth. This was happening at the same time that left-wing social media had been buzzing with some of the most ridiculous, absurd conspiracy theories that President Trump had died. You remember this from last weekend? So this is after he kept a low profile all last weekend. He was apparently very busy doing a number of things. And for whatever reason, what's left of the left-wing social media echo chamber decided to spread the rumor that Trump had died. And again, it was so utterly insane. These are the same people who were completely silent when Biden was gone for literally days and weeks at a time. Regardless. So here's where Walz made his fatal mistake that's going to haunt him forever. He said before the crowd, you know, you get up in the morning and you doom scroll through all these things. Oh, but you know, in the last few days, I mean, things have been looking up, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But if it's not true this time, it is going to happen one day. Yay! And the crowd erupted in laughter. And that's because everyone knew exactly what he meant. And so did America. Tim Walz was basically rooting for the death of President Trump. And keep in mind, this is after Trump has faced not one, but two assassination attempts. But here's what makes this story absolutely explosive. This isn't just about one deranged governor making sick jokes. This exposes something far more sinister. We're dealing with people who fundamentally view violence differently than normal Americans, than normal people in general. And we've talked about this before. Recently, Rutgers University released the shocking results of a survey on the growing support for political violence among the left. Now, overall, what they found was that an astonishing 38% of respondents in the survey felt that killing President Trump was at least somewhat justified. And at the time, 31% felt the same about Elon Musk. This is a few months back. But the real shock came when the respondents were broken down in terms of their political partisan leanings. 55%, a majority, 55% of left-leaning respondents said it would be at least somewhat justified to assassinate President Trump. And again, at the time, 60% of these same self-identified leftists believed that vandalizing, destroying, and burning Teslas was justifiable as well. We saw this most recently with the whole James Comey 8647 saga, code to take out the president. And so this Rutgers study is calling this growing phenomenon of accepting and even advocating political violence among the left, they're calling it assassination culture. In other words, they found that there is a growing acceptance of using lethal violence in our politics today, particularly among the liberal left. And the reason for that is rather simple. Well, it's a twisted logic. If you believe that your sense of right and wrong is ultimate, so that there is no possibility of an alternative moral viewpoint on an issue, which is what wokeness basically is, to what's known as radical perspectivalism, it refuses to allow any dissent. Dissent is by definition heresy. Dissent is blasphemy. So if you believe that your moral stance is totally absolute, for which there are no exceptions, and keep in mind, most religious moral codes allow for free will. It's a matter of the individual to follow it. They can't be compelled to do so. So if by contrast, if you believe that your moral perspective is absolute, non-negotiable for all, then inevitably there are going to be those within your movement.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Who believe that the evil, the blasphemy, the heresy that dissents from your moral stance is proportionally absolute and needs to be viably excommunicated. So this is why the far left has defined their political enemies as absolute evil, right? Hitler, fascist, Nazis. And bottom line, here's where I think the rubber meets the road here. If the evil you oppose is absolute, then the means by which you oppose it becomes comparably absolute. If you convince yourself that you are opposing an evil that knows no bounds, then the means by which you oppose it will know no bounds as well. So this is why the left is so prone to violence and why they're so fond of actually promoting those who engage in violence on behalf of left-wing issues. Just think of the way Luigi Mangione was celebrated. Caitlin Collins of CNN actually went so far as to share his crowdfund link, for heaven's sakes. Taylor Lorenz said that what Mangione did in that killing made her feel joy. These people are morally sick. The left views violence fundamentally differently than normal Americans. Normal Americans can have political disagreements. For the left, disagreements are heresy, and heretics must by definition be excommunicated one way or the other. And so what you saw on that weekend that this buffoon Waltz made that comment was a left-wing social media echo chamber absolutely going ecstatic over the mere thought of President Trump dying. Now, the good news is that there is no way that Waltz comes back from this. Even political independents are calling his comments horrendous. He's been labeled a monster, a pitifully sad human for even suggesting such a thing. Of course, Democrats, by contrast, aren't saying a word about it, right? Not a word of denunciation for any of this, precisely because of the assassination culture that pervades the modern Marxist left. Regardless, what some analysts, they call this really a crystallization moment. It's when the hidden transcript of progressive ideology becomes visible to the broader public. Again, the good news, everyone is seeing this. Everyone is seeing this infatuation with assassination culture in the Democrat Party. The Democrats are increasingly being seen as a party that hates us. The Democrats hate them. They hate America. They hate patriotism. They hate patriotic Americans. They hate border security. They hate manufacturing and industry. They hate fossil fuels. They hate fertility and reproduction. They hate our unique cultures, customs, and traditions. They hate our faith, disparaging it as white Christian nationalism. The Democrats hate us. And as bad as the Republican Party might be, and they are certainly bad, they are certainly dysfunctional, as bad as the Republicans may be, at the very least, they don't hate us. They don't want to kill you. And that message is coming through loud and clear. Remember, during COVID, polling showed that the vast majority of Democrats supported arresting and imprisoning unvaccinated Americans, separating children from their families, forcing people into camps. I mean, this isn't fringe ideology. It's becoming mainstream Democrat thought. And voters are overwhelmingly rejecting this. Political analysts are calling what Waltz just did their career suicide. His presidential ambitions, which he recently hinted at during a New Yorker interview that nobody reads, they're essentially dead on arrival. Again, not necessarily for the Democrats. They may nominate him, but certainly for common sense, the common sense majority that's done with this morally decrepit party. For Republicans, Waltz and his propensity for these ridiculous gaffes, he's just the gift that keeps on giving. He didn't just make a mistake. He revealed the true face of modern progressivism. In trying to get cheap laughs from his base, he showed America exactly what the Democrats have become, a party devoid of any substantive ideas and awash in moral deviance. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you are not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.